Good morning, Dr. Rob Kiltz. How you doing? Another awesome and amazing day in the universe. New study out that stents, that's cardiac vessel stents that help open up the vessels to prevent clogging of the arteries, does not help reduce pain for patients suffering from heart disease and angina. And that placebo may work just as well. And the search for new drugs is out there. But maybe many of the interventions that we all provide as physicians don't work quite as well as we thought, and that maybe the placebo is more powerful than we understand. That's belief and faith in the thing, but yet maybe even the subconscious mind does the work, and you and I don't have to even believe in it. The fact that we do something often creates the outcome that we desire. That's what it's meant to be. Interesting idea. As a fertility specialist, I'm seeing more and more as my patients and many patients around the world do the ketogenic cure. I'm calling it Kiltz's Keto Cure. Although this ketogenic diet has been around for hundreds, if not thousands of years, the paleo diet, which basically is a meat, fatty meat diet with some carbs, limited, some fruits. Remember, many of these things were only seasonally available. But now they're always available. And yes, the drive is to eat, and it's powerful. The drive is to fix pain. The emotions drive us. They push us into motion. Without emotions, without anxiety, without fear, without depression, we'd lay on a couch and do nothing. But life is not meant to do nothing. It's meant to get up and move. It's not meant to do it at a speedy pace. It's a step and a step and a step. You're a walker. We're not a runner, a jogger, an elliptical, a spinner. We're not a crazy lifter. Slow it down is really the most important thing that we need to be doing each and every day. And the Keto Cure, which is basically a high-fat, low-protein, zero-carb diet, which it's a Livid plan, and we're calling it the Lion King plan. It's a life plan. It's not just a temporary weight loss because it's not meant to be a weight loss plan. The body intends to store fat because fat is the only fuel for our body. We do not burn glucose. We do not convert from glucose to fat and go from non-ketosis to ketosis, for in fact, we're always in ketogenic burning because acetyl-CoA is the fuel for the mitochondria. I know it's crazy. Those people who go on these weight loss diets, and there are a million of them, they often lose the weight, and I have been there, but they gain it back because they go back to carbocaine. Bad. And interesting enough, all that surgical treatment for weight loss in 5 years after surgery, many of them back to the old weight and even more, and the complications are high. And what we're learning to do is slow down the body, direct the mind, use the positive thoughts of that which you desire and see them and believe them as if they're there, including the reduction of chest pain. We should be intermittently feasting, not fasting. We should be eating one meal a day or less, and it should be a high fat, low protein, zero carb, and it should not be packaged, processed by anything but nature. And I know it seems crazy, but leafy vegetables are nature's toilet paper. I know it sounds crazy. I too have salad every so often, rarely. Green vegetables every so often, rarely. I'm going to have a white potato, which is nature's creation, and it's pristine and clean, and it's been processed. And the same thing with fatty ribeye meat, bone marrow, liver, cream and butter, and eggs. I call it the baby diet, bacon, eggs, butter, beef, but it's a baby plan because I'm a fertility specialist and helping so many couples conceive naturally and improve their odds with fertility treatments. That is, sperm improves, ovarian reserve improves, blood flow improves to the ovaries, the testes, the uterus. The fallopian tubes even heal and open. Endometriosis is reduced. These are interesting concepts and ideas that I did not even believe in it. But remember, we think we know how the human body works, but my bet is we are wrong. My bet is, one, the liver is the most important organ of the body, and its primary function is to make fat. Fat is fuel, fat is fit, and there's no disease from obesity. Obesity is just that signal that you are an over-carb consumer. And interesting enough, we do not require one carbohydrate to be consumed because your body makes glucose. And exactly what glucose is for, I'm not sure I even understand. But I know this. If your liver cannot make fat, you are dead. Simple as that. And interesting enough, protein breaks down to amino acids in the gut, converted to sugar in the liver, and then to fat in the liver, because that is the function of the liver to convert glucose. All carbs, salad a carb, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, asparagus a carb, and these carbs create a hyperglycemic environment in the 80 to 120 range. My bet is that constant hyperglycemic environment causes glycation of the vessels. Damage from glycation causes inflammation, breakdown of the cells. And since all cells are made of one thing called fat, fat comes in to try to fix the problem in the vessels. It causes more platelet aggregation. Boom. It causes coronary artery syndrome, angina. And lo and behold, you're either having a vessel replacement, or you're having a stent. And the body can heal. And yes, a low-calorie diet may be helpful, but my bet is the best is a high-fat, low-protein, zero-carb, and it should be natural, real, nature's made protein and fat, which is animal fat. And interesting, plant oils, never consumed in the amount they're consumed today, ever, they oxidize and harden exposed to oxygen, the air, and our oxygen in our blood, likely when fatty oil, oil I should say, which is fat from plants, oxidizes in our body, it hardens, and it may be a contributing factor to so many diseases we have. And my bet, yes, maybe even olive oil and coconut oil may not be so good for us. I know. And that lettuce is covered with poop and piss, bacteria and yeast, and all these terrible things that cause so many diseases for us. Gas and fermentation in the gut. Crazy. Remember that birth is the miracle of life, and the inevitable for each and every one of us is death, and when it happens, none of us know. Let it go. Focus on the in-between time, the in-between moments, the constant opportunities, that is the opportunity called life. And you're listening to this, you're reading this, I'm speaking it. We are alive. That's the miracle. And now what we're learning is super marketing is super killing us, and we're all searching for the drug, the miracle potion to make us better. But you already are the Ferrari. You already are that entity that has the capability of healing by simply intermittently feasting, that's one meal a day at most, make it a high fat, low protein, zero carb. And if you're going to have carbs, make them some simple sugars, which are absorbed quickly into the liver. They're then converted to fat, stored either in the liver or somewhere in the body. This is amazing. This is the idea. This is the change all. Get rid of hypertension, diabetes, irritable bowel, colitis, autoimmune disorders. Phenomenal, crazy, amazing, a shift. Yes, the studies are showing that what we thought worked may not work. And first is faith. And fatty, fertile foods. And if you're carrying extra fat, you actually have the energy and the fuel already fit. You must begin to change your thoughts about, I am eating healthy every day. I eat one meal a day. It's my fertile, intermittent feast. And when I say fertility, I'm not meaning just reproduction. I'm just meaning your fertile life, which is a seed of growth and creativity and flowers and buds and leaves and stems and roots and the driving force of life that we each have within us every day. Listen, read, speak, think. Upbeat, positive every day. And yes, we do get down and depressed. We get anxious. We're human animals. We're meant to be. The crowd is an uncomfortable place for all of us. But you don't need a drug. You need simply to realize that you are already perfect. Visualize and meditate. Pray. Go slow. A little Tai Chi, yoga, a walk in the park. Remember, life is a walk in the park. You are living that walking in the park life. The in-between time is between birth and death. The opportunity is what we call the dash. But just write your story. And no matter what it is the best of the universe because you are God's energy. You are the vibration, the perfection. Massage, acupuncture, yoga, meditation, prayer, journaling, reading, listening, creating. Focus on its perfection this day and every day. For God is within all of us because God is the vibration and energy that created each and every one of us in this life form, this human, amazing life form, a creative entity of the universe. Yes, we all push and shove and grab and let go. Imagine everything that happens in your life this day and every day is God's perfection. And remember, you're born with nothing, you die with nothing. The everything is just the observation, the experiences, the creativeness, the in-between opportunities that we all live each and every day. Sharing words through mind, body, smile. Silence, prayer, love, faith, harmony, happiness. God, perfect. Remember, you are the lion or the lioness. You're not a pig. Or a cow. The idea that our body is the Ferrari, the Porsche, the Bentley, the most valuable, irreplaceable organism in the universe. Irreplaceable. Worth infinite amount of money, diamonds. Treat it that way. Go slow. Go with the flow. Lots of oxygen, air, clean. A lot less water. A lot less food, fuel. Remember, fat is the fuel for your body. If you're carrying a little extra, it's good. It's survival. It's instinct to put some on. Why would you fill up the Ferrari and go race it around? To empty the tank, to fill it up again. Slow it down and observe, enjoy, create. Remember, paint, sing, dance, write, journal, journey, build. And what we learn in human existence is all good. We're researching, inventing, creating, shifting, changing, and always open to new things. It takes time. And remember, we create the time in our minds, and so the universe is infinite in time, in our vibration of life. This is Dr. Rob Kiltz, Mind, Body, Smile, CNY Healing Arts, Fertile Grounds. Dr. Kiltz's Keto Cure. Simply working to share some thoughts and ideas that I've learned from so many in this universe. I want you to enjoy this awesome, amazing day, your life. God bless. Always with blessings, Dr. Rob.